The snow has stopped for now. For many, it's all about the cold.
I have a hoodie on, a sweater on, a thermo on, hat, glove.
The day after Christmas, people want to get different gifts. They also want to use their gift cards. An election controversy in Russia.
An opposition leader told he can't face off against Putin.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. States along the Great Lakes can expect more snow over the next couple of days, but forecasters say it stopped falling almost everywhere else. And this Colorado man says the snow is a nice Christmas present.
Roads are, you know, a little icy, but the skiing was great.
Bad weather has delayed thousands of holiday weekend flights, with more expected today. Snow and ice get the blame after a JetBlue flight from Savannah skidded off the runway at Boston's Logan Airport. Passenger Brian Hecox.
It felt like the captain had actually tried to engage the left engine to propel us into this fishtail motion, so at least we'd spin out as opposed to roll through the runway and God knows if we were even going to the water.
It's frigid in much of the north, in many cases single-digit temperatures and overnight sub-zero wind chills from Wisconsin to South Dakota. This man is in Mason City, Iowa.
It gets below zero and then temperature, it doesn't really matter. Just numbers after that, you know. Yep. It's cold. Cold is cold. And you got to adjust.
WDJT-TV's Amanda DeVoe has more for Milwaukee.
For Hugh Bang, it's never too cold to go ice fishing. He's wrapped up tight with only his eyes showing, hoping to make a big catch, but not catch cold.
We have the right gear to go out.
The area has a wind chill advisory that won't end until Wednesday at noon. Experts say frostbite can happen in minutes. Hypothermia is also a real possibility in these conditions.
The early estimates show holiday shoppers spent nearly $600 billion this year. That's $33 billion more than last year. And even the coldest weather isn't expected to keep millions from trying to find post-holiday bargains and return unwanted gifts. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The Christmas shopping season is over. Now get ready for the post-Christmas shopping season.
We're expecting it to be yet another big day.
Brian Field is with the analytics provider Shopping Track.
Certainly one of our top 10 for the season.
Field says many people want to get different gifts.
It's a day of returns.
They also want to use their gift cards.
It's a day of redemption of gift certificates.
And if you want to buy, there will be plenty of bargains.
And a day for even more sales.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
With Christmas over, the president is looking ahead to 2018. CBS's Chip Reed is with Mr. Trump in South Florida.
2018 won't just be a year of foreign policy hurdles. The president also faces domestic challenges, including the possibility of a partial government shutdown if Congress does not act by January 19th. The White House would also like to pursue welfare reform and another major campaign promise, a bipartisan infrastructure package.
Russian elections officials have barred an opposition leader from running against President Vladimir Putin because of what some say is a trumped-up fraud conviction. More from CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
These are people who are trying to steal my country.
41-year-old Alexei Navalny has worked to unmask corruption in Vladimir Putin's government. He's been jailed, splashed with acid, and convicted of embezzlement in a case he insists was political retribution. Now, Russia's Central Election Commission says his conviction makes Navalny ineligible to face off against Putin next year. Earlier this month, Leslie Stahl asked him on 60 Minutes.
Why are you still alive?
This is a favorite question of my wife. I don't know.
Navalny said he was ready to sacrifice everything. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Russia says it's willing to mediate the U.S.-North Korean standoff over the North's nuclear program if both countries are willing. A Kremlin spokesman says its readiness to do so is, quote, obvious. The U.S. won't be alone in moving its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. At least one other country says it'll do the same. And CBS's Robert Berger says others are considering it.
Israel is holding talks with more than 10 countries about moving their embassies to Jerusalem. Israeli officials say these nations are interested in following President Trump's lead. Guatemala has already announced plans to move its embassy here, and reports say Honduras could be next. Israel's deputy foreign minister said countries considering the move are from every continent on Earth. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Egyptian security sources say that country has executed 15 militants charged with killing soldiers in the Sinai Peninsula. Police say a man shot and killed a woman and two children at an apartment complex in Phoenix before getting into a shootout with officers. The children were 10 months and 11 years old. The accused gunman is in jail. A correspondent Steve Kathan's on vacation, but in keeping with the Roundup's yearly tradition, he's left us this look back at some of the actors who took their final bows in 2017.
Critics said Jerry Lewis raised slapstick to a performance art.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Livingston. Here, let me help you out. Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
Actor, director, philanthropist left us this year, as did...
Mr. Bond. James Bond.
Roger Moore, always shaken, never stirred. Mike Connors proved that even ordinary gumshoes could still get their man. Adam West showed audiences how to fight crime with tongue in cheek.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Fans still salute their favorite TV Marine, Jim Nabors.
Shazam!
And among the more serious thespians...
I shall become the greatest god of all.
No, not a god, John Hurt, but you definitely were a great actor. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Two Hawaii men have found out that they're a bit more than just best friends. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Walter McFarlane and Robbie Robinson have been best friends since the sixth grade at Punahou School in Nuanu, Hawaii. They were both first string on the football team, Robbie the tackle, Walter the end. For 60 years, the lookalikes golfed and fished together and finished each other's sentences. But brothers...
Honest to God, it never did cross my mind.
Never crossed my mind either.
Until do-it-yourself DNA kits showed Walter and Robbie are half-brothers. The lookalikes share the news with family for Christmas. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Police in Cocoa, Florida have arrested a man they say was so angry at an ATM he took it out on the machine, beating it up and causing about $5,000 damage, all because it gave him too much money. Allison Keyes tweeted that she couldn't wait to watch the new Doctor Who when she finished her newscasts late last night. Here's why.
Just like that, the Doctor, an alien with two hearts who flies through space and time in the TARDIS, has become a woman. Doctor who controls a machine that looks like a blue police phone booth, has been played by a man for 54 years. Now the role is being taken over by actress Jodie Whittaker. Peter Capaldi played the Doctor for the last time, Christmas night. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Well, the lines were long for this year's Christmas blockbuster, but there are no lines in space.
It's time for the Jedi.
The International Space Station crew got its own private screening of Star Wars The Last Jedi over the holiday weekend. Here on Earth, it made more than $400 million. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, December 26th. I'm Peter King, CBS News.